You're listening to SBS News.
The Premier of Queensland, Anastasia Palaszczuk.
The sound of victory as Anastasia Palaszczuk, a leader once called the accidental Premier, makes history as the first female Premier in Australia to win a third term in office. Queensland voters delivered a clear endorsement of Ms. Palaszczuk in an election widely seen as a referendum on her handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Ms. Palaszczuk says she will not betray the trust voters have placed in her.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about looking after Queenslanders and making sure they're safe, and that's exactly what my priorities are. And I vow that I will work hard for you each and every day, and I will repay that trust.
The results of the postal votes will continue to come through over a 10-day period, but with nearly 70% of Saturday's vote counted, Labor is on track to hold as many as 52 seats, up 4 on its previous numbers. The Liberal National Party is set to hold 34 seats, which would represent a loss of 4 seats in the 93-seat chamber. The poll was the first time in a state or federal election that two women competed for the top job. Despite a swing of 5% against the Liberal National Party, leader Deb Frecklington says she will remain in the role.
Now, I promise that the Liberal National Party will continue to play its part in our democracy. And I will continue to play my part in the Liberal National Party, and I will continue as the leader of this great party.
Labor didn't lose any seats in the regions to the LNP or other parties and retained key seats in Townsville, Cairns and Rockhampton. The Greens currently have 2 seats, with Greens MP Amy McMahon winning the seat of South Brisbane from former Deputy Premier Jackie Trad. One Nation is holding on to 1 seat and Katter's Australian Party has 3. And despite a generous spend on social media ads, Clive Palmer's United Australia Party failed to pick up any seats. Prime Minister Scott Morrison congratulated the re-elected Premier via text message on Sunday morning. The federal government has routinely criticised Queensland's policy on border closures. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he hopes Queensland will continue to review opening up borders for medical reasons.
Those cases of people who were excluded from Queensland, even though there was medical need, were agonising, and of course we have to stand up for the free movement of people to have access to medical treatment. And if it is a medical decision, very low case numbers, negligible case numbers, some days zero, some days less than a handful, will provide the strongest of possible bases for moving to the next step.
Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he stands by Ms. Palaszczuk's leadership.
Queenslanders didn't appreciate Scott Morrison coming in to Queensland and telling them they should just open up their borders and they should not worry about the issues that Anastasia Palaszczuk had been determined to deliver. Anastasia Palaszczuk has kept Queenslanders safe, but she also has a plan for jobs and recovery.
The Premier says she promises to lead an economic revival of the state post-pandemic.
We'll be rolling up our sleeves, getting back to work and starting on the budget. I promise Queenslanders that we will deliver a budget before Christmas, and if that means working right up until Christmas, we will.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.